Austria, are you ready?
No! He said, are you ready?
This is Brotherly Love Wrestling Podcast, your first stop for everything professional wrestling. So sit back and enjoy wrestling talk at its finest with your hosts, Larry Hall and Joe Corrado.
Welcome, everybody, to Brotherly Love Wrestling Presents Fallout, the return of our wrestling debate show. And we figured let's just shake it up, bring this back, because it was a lot of fun and we haven't done it in a while.
We haven't argued in a while.
We haven't, no. So that's going to be a lot of fun to do, and I can't wait to do this. I think as far as like all these offshoot shows, this is my favorite one we've come up with and done.
Offshoot shows?
Yes. No, aside from our regular show, of course. The first one,
should we say who gave us?
That's right. Go ahead. You would like to.
So
that.
Our executive producer for the evening is one of our special guests and follower friend of the show, Mr. Scott Rand, who came up with all these debate topics and questions, all but one.
Yeah.
So thank you, Scott, for coming in the clutch.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we wouldn't have had a show.
No.
Or we would have had to do work.
More importantly.
And by we, I mean Larry.
True as well. Yeah. So to start off, I want to start off with the one question we did have and get that out of the way, because I feel like we are going to stick on this topic for a little bit.
Okay.
And the topic will be, is the ruthless aggression era better than the attitude era?
All right.
So now we've relaxed the rules from when we first started this. It's more give and take. We don't have a timer. If people have watched First Take, closer to that, more of a topic, but still opposing each other. So whatever you're going to go with, I'll go opposite and vice versa.
All right, I'll let you go first then.
Okay. And I really wanted to watch like more of the documentaries on Peacock, the Ruthless Aggression, like the second season they just put out. I've seen them, but I want to rewatch them. But
you didn't.
I didn't. So whatever. Going to have to go off memory on this one. It was very Joe of me not to do that. But so I'm going to say that it wasn't. I'm going to say the Ruthless Aggression era was not better than the Attitude era.
Okay.
When you think of the Attitude era, you think of, and arguably, one of the greatest eras in wrestling, period. It's always called that. That's something that people say all the time when they're referring to it.
How old are those people?
Anyone who has lived through the Attitude era.
Okay.
Because most people who lived through the Attitude Era also lived through the Ruthless Aggression. So they've lived through both, and still Attitude Era is always the one people are talking about. As far as entertainment goes, I don't think there is a better, as far as character-driven era, than the Attitude Era. With Stone Cold, Shawn Michaels, version one, and then DX, Bret Hart, The Undertaker, all these guys starting out, coming up after those dinosaurs of Hogan and Savage and Warrior have gone away, the new generation.
Is Bret technically Attitude Era?
Of course.
He's the beginning.
Yeah, he's the beginning. The
very beginning.
Yeah.
He didn't live through that, though. He went over to WCW.
Yeah, not the full Attitude Era, yes. But he is the ushering in. I mean, The Rock, Triple H, everything that went into this, I don't think Ruthless. I mean, Ruthless is
ruthless,
probably close.
Ruthless,
it's not better.
Ruthless no Aggression had those people in there, though.
It did.
It had the better version of Triple H. The better version of Triple H.
Mm-hmm.
It had Shawn Michaels, the better version of Shawn Michaels.
In ring? Yeah.
More memorable. That's who, when you're looking at influence, you're looking at influence today of that era, Shawn Michaels, not pilled up.
Michaels. First of all, Shawn Michaels is Shawn Michaels, and you get everything that goes with him.
Yes, but when you think, if we're just debating this topic, and I have to choose between Attitude Era Shawn Michaels or Ruthless Aggression Shawn Michaels, I'm picking Ruthless Aggression Shawn Michaels. So really, the only people that you have a leg to stand on that were better are Austin, Rock. Jericho, Ruthless Aggression, I think was better. I mean, his debut was great, but he developed his character more later than the Attitude Era. He was kind of the same character.
Yeah.
I mean, you get Foley in the Attitude Era, which is cool, but I think you get Angle in Ruthless Aggression is better.
Okay.
You get whoever outlasted that era and made it to their Taker, better, Ruthless Aggression. I mean, Kane, I would probably throw it up in the air that he's probably better in the Attitude Era.
Probably.
But
also, and now going to the better versions of these stars, don't forget with the Attitude Era comes WCW. You have the biggest and one of the greatest factions of all time in the NWO. You have a...
Yes, but we're talking about the Attitude Era of WWE and the Ruthless Aggression. I'm not talking about WCW.
Well, so Attitude Era is all of that, though.
Okay.
When you say Attitude Era, you're not just talking what WWF was doing at the time. You're talking everything that went into
it. We're talking about the Monday Night Wars where wrestling was at its hottest.
Exactly. For
a period of time.
And while that might not be fair because it was on the downslope
from it. But if you're going to do that, then your WCW Attitude Era guys were also better in the Ruthless Aggression Era. You have
somewhere.
Booker T, you have Benoit, you have Guerrero.
Booker T is debatable.
Well, he was I loved him in Harlem Heat, but once he broke out in the singles, he was better in WWE than he was in WCW because he didn't get to do it as long.
Yeah, but you're a five-time champ because in WCW.
Yeah.
Not in WWE.
Yeah, but the exposure and
exposure. All right, I'll give you exposure.
So,
but I don't think in ring or
when you're thinking about Booker T, what are you thinking about? First thing that comes to mind.
Austin.
Yeah.
Austin.
And I think that was the gray period before, I think that was after Attitude, but before Ruthless Aggression.
Yeah, it was kind of that fence.
Yeah. So we could probably toss that. But all I'm saying is that you got better. You still got the entertainment. Still got a lot of the entertainment, but you got wrestling that has evolved and now is better.
Wrestling, and that's one thing I can't debate you on. I granted, you still had Bret Hart, you still had Owen Hart, you still had a lot of Eddie Guerrero in the cruiserweights of WCW. You still had great wrestlers, but you didn't have the level of what those wrestlers were in the Ruthless Aggression. But what I'll give definitely have to give the Attitude Era over Ruthless Aggression is moments. Moments. What we always talk about, period, whether it's WrestleMania or what, nostalgia, the goosebumps, 99 times out of 100. If we're talking goosebumps, we're talking the Attitude Era. We're talking beer truck. We're talking cement in McMahon's Corvette. We're talking DX. We're talking everything you're doing, the Nation of Domination, all kinds of different stuff that has gone on. Moments come from the Attitude Era. Way more than Ruthless Aggression. I think that helps, and that actually might fuel and be 90% of the argument for the Attitude Era, because it's that goosebump nostalgia being a kid moment more than growing into our teen years in the Ruthless Aggression.
I mean, I get what you're saying, but I still think, I mean, if you're going to think nostalgia, you still get to say, I mean, it's harder because your nostalgia is when you're a kid.
Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But I still think a lot of big moments happened in the Ruthless Aggression Era. You have the next up and who is still probably the most over wrestler today in John Cena.
Came from John Cena saying, well, it all started with Vince. And he just basically,
he nailed it home. He rammed it home.
Said exactly what Vince said. Kurt
Angle. Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, that moment alone has skyrocketed. And then the moment with Undertaker in the back. I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, I know you get a lot of the goosebumps moments and you got a lot of the, oh my God, remember when they did this? But I mean, that clouds a lot of the bad that was the Attitude. And there wasn't a lot of bad in that Ruthless Aggression Era. There wasn't as much. There was some, I mean, it's WWE. If you want to talk about it, they've been corny from the 80s up until now.
Absolutely.
So there's corny shit that's happened
forever.
I mean, I'm pretty sure the first Royal Rumbles were all fucking gimmick guys.
Yeah.
They were literally a trash man, a cop. I mean, any form of, there was a, I don't know. There's a dentist.
Don't forget the Godwins.
Yeah, there's the pig farmers. The pig farmers. Literally everything.
Yeah.
Every wall. A sumo wrestler. All I'm saying is that, yes, the Attitude Era was great. I'm not going to deny that the Attitude Era was great, but I think you get more sustenance with the Ruthless Aggression Era. I think you get more people that developed and progressed and made a bigger name for themselves. I mean, Michaels argument is a little flawed because he came back like after it was like mid to late Ruthless Aggression Era. When he came,
well, no, he came back in 02.
He did come back in 02. He came. Never mind. That's not flawed. I take that back. Not to mention, you get one of the fucking biggest people that are around still now. You get Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, next big thing.
You got, and when you think of Lesnar, his moments beating The Rock, beating Hogan to a bloody pulp, like he was it.
Mm-hmm.
He was so big that he had to leave because he got bigger than the company.
Yeah,
like, he literally got bigger than the company.
Yeah.
Decided to leave. And then come back, and it's still like, who the hell else is going to do that? He's got McMahon by the balls. It's not the other way around.
He's the only one that can go out, go Same. Completely off. No, I'm saying go completely off script, fuck everything up, come back, and go, I felt it would be better that way. And Vince not say a fucking word or throw your title at Vince after you win it at Mania and walk the fuck out because you can. Like, I don't even think Cena has that clout. Cena couldn't do that, and he wouldn't. He's too professional for that.
I don't think he would.
Yeah, he's too professional for that.
I think he could if he got to that point, and McMahon, you can't scorn John Cena.
Yeah.
I don't think he just – they're two different personalities.
Yeah, but Brock is – yeah, you're right. He is that – he can do whatever the fuck he wants.
He really can.
Yeah. But I
half the time, I don't even think he wants to be the champion. I just think that it's forced upon him.
Yeah, maybe.
He's making the money.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's what it's about was the money with Brock anyway. So
it's an interesting topic.
Yes. So, all right, let's...
I don't know if we did a good enough job because I don't know if I did a good enough job arguing it to the point of where... Because the Attitude Era doesn't need much argument.
No.
When you think about the Attitude Era, you have to try and convince someone that... It's not better.
Mm-hmm.
When you're talking about someone, I think someone our age or maybe a little bit older.
I think the other shade younger. Aside from nostalgia.
We need an unbiased opinion.
Yeah. Aside from nostalgia being the biggest help with that argument, I think the other thing is no matter who you talk to, when you have like wrestling fans – that were wrestling fans when they were kids, it's always, yeah, man, it was great with Stone Cold and The Rock. Like, that's what people say all the time. Yeah, I was a fan when it was Stone Cold and The Rock and DX, but that was about it.
My dad would say it would be great with the Four Horsemen.
Yeah.
What is the Four Horsemen?
Exactly. But that's what I'm saying. Like, that's the one thing that the Attitude Era has. Most people, because there was 4 or 5 million people watching, knew the Attitude Era and know the Attitude Era guys. Goldberg is another one. Sting, when he was Crow Sting. Like, more people knew him that way because of the Monday Night Wars and how big wrestling was. So that's the other reason that Attitude Era will, most of the time in the people's minds, prevail over Ruthless Aggression is because it's just, there were so many more people watching.
That's true.
So let's move on. I want to do AEW.
Okay, you want to do AEW?
Well, for the topic, yes.
This is Larry Does AEW. I'm going to leave the room. You guys can feel free to watch if that's your thing.
So this topic.
These are all topics from Mr. Rand.
Yes. Is AEW making the right decision in letting go of talent that they have had since the beginning and they've not gotten them over? So, do you think, are they making the right decision getting rid of them?
Can I take the first on this one?
Yeah, because I took first, so go ahead. Yeah. Do you think they're making the right decision?
Yes, absolutely.
You think they're making the right one?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're the people that they have on Dark, Elevation, they have on Dynamite, and they have on Rampage. There's a set group of people. And, I mean, the numbers for Elevation aren't great. the numbers for Dark, I mean, aren't really that great. I mean, what you're looking at is Dynamite and Rampage. Rampage numbers aren't that great either.
They're not good.
So Dynamite is really what you're looking at. I mean, who do you have that, like, you have to start releasing people. You have to. If you're not using them, you're never going to get them over at this point because you didn't do it in the beginning. So you kind of have to let them go. You have too much talent as it is. You should let, honestly, you should let go probably a third of your roster because you're probably not using a third of your roster and you keep getting more and more people from the independents or from WWE. So if you're going to overflood with the top talent from the independents and WWE, and you have some of these mid-name independent, or I'll give you, for instance, Brian Cage, they did nothing with.
Mm-hmm.
He was a big name when it came to Impact, but Impact wasn't really pulling and doing a lot of numbers. So it's kind of like a medium-sized fish in a very small pond. And I don't mean that as a snob. I just mean that kind of like if you're going to compare it to the other promotions, I would even throw GCW in there with like how popular they are. I feel like there's more people watching that than Impact when it comes around.
I think you're right.
But I mean, if you're not going to use them, release them. It's not like he did anything. It's not like in front of us, in front of the people, he didn't do anything wrong. He just wasn't exposed enough. The storylines weren't great. You can kind of feel that they weren't going to go anywhere. So you have to get rid of them. You have to get rid of people that you're not going to use. You can't just keep them, bring them up. I mean, and that's just enhancement talent. You can get other people for cheaper for that.
So, Scott, you really fucked me here with this question because I knew if I didn't get it.
I only took it because I knew.
Because it's a layup.
Yeah.
It's a layup, and I'm not even going to argue for it because I completely.
We can just discuss it.
I'll
take the free point.
I completely agree with everything you said. There's a crack in that whatsoever. The only thing is with like to even try and debate just one little.
It's the exact thing that WWE did. It's the exact thing. They hoarded talent and then they had to release them.
Yeah.
Or they didn't have to because they were the most profitable they've ever have been. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like AEW is still probably somewhere in between breaking even at this point. So you kind of have to release people at that point, but I don't see why or how you keep that many wrestlers on your roster when you don't have enough space. You have 2 hours, 3 hours of TV time a week, and you have probably an hour alone carved out for Hangman, the Bucks, Cole, anyone that's feuding with them, that's probably an hour right there. So you literally have 2 hours of TV time for the rest of your roster. You have a whole ass tag team division. You have a whole ass women's division. If there's another hour and a half, because you have two champions now for the women,
mm-hmm.
you have tag titles, and then you have a TNT title, which has to be defended on TV because it's the TNT championship.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's where all your time is. And you can kind of throw people in there that you're trying to get over. Like you get the Dark Order. I don't see that many more people joining the Dark Order to get that much TV time, although I wouldn't put it past them. But you have all these factions, all the people that aren't in factions, they're done. They're done for. Because you're not going to get over because you're not with the right people. Unless you're Moxley. Unless you're John Moxley, you're not getting over by yourself. And maybe a couple others. That's why you don't see Janela.
Yeah.
Janela's on the faction.
No.
He's doing good work with Sonny Kiss, but you got nothing after that. You got to try and develop something, but you don't have any TV time. I just went over their TV time. I just went over what all of their TV time goes to that. You can't keep them.
I agree.
What, are you going to keep them on Elevation and Dark for the rest of the time and hope that they kind of get over on YouTube?
Well, and I think that's the biggest criticism that comes with AEW, if he is going to get any criticism, is that you started out this company that was going to change the world with this crew because these were our guys and they were, no one else wanted them. So we were making them a home and here it is. And now all them guys are pushing them to the side and going, thanks, but the bigger fish are coming now. But thanks. Like, you know what I mean? Like I get it. We talked about it last night.
Money, money, money.
No matter what you do, politics will always work its way into wrestling. And that's what it is. You want to make money? You want to beat NXT in the rating war? You know what I mean? Go out and get Brian Danielson.
All of NXT.
Yeah.
You want to beat NXT? Get NXT.
But that's it. Like,
Gargano shows up. I mean, all you're missing from key pieces is Ciampa.
Yeah.
You have FTR. You have Undisputed Era minus Roderick Strong.
Yeah.
You get Gargano. You take that piece. I mean, they're missing the women.
Yeah.
Like, they need to pick up, like, Io Shirai, Kairi Sane, stuff like that.
Yeah, so they can push two women down the list there. But no, I mean,
here's the thing, though, it's bound to happen. If they keep people want to, I don't know why you want to take sides or whatever for a wrestling company, but all it boils down to is that they don't care. They're going to do whatever they can to make money because it's a business. That's everybody. They're going to sign the talent that's going to get them the eyes, that is going to make them the most money. And not for nothing, but who did you actually see that was going to be able to do that without the help of a bigger name, without a WWE name or a WWE name?
Well, and that's the thing, is that that's the only good thing with them having the people that they have.
You brought CM Punk still back.
Well, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
You gave us that. Thank you for that, but I mean, that pushes at least three or four people down.
Exactly. But you still have the Guevara, the Jungle Boy, MJF.
Yeah, you have the Pillars. That's who they look. They're called the Pillars not because of the fans. They're called the Pillars because of them. Yeah. Those are the four that we're not going to give up.
And
he's one of the Elite. He came in with the Elite. So he's not one of the Pillars.
Yeah, yeah.
So the Pillars are Jungle Boy, Darby Allin, MJF, Sammy Guevara.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I would even throw Wardlow in there too. I think Wardlow, because he's one of their guys.
Yeah.
And I feel like he's not there yet, but he's getting there. Once he turns on MJF, I think he substantially gains a lot of value.
Yeah. And that's what it's going to be. It's going to be 7, 10, 12 originals. And then the rest are the big name free agents that they're bringing in.
Like, I think Ricky Starks and Hobbs are safe because they're with Team Taz, although I wish they would do more with that. But they don't have the time.
Exactly. So I'm going to move on because that was kind of a layup. It's a good conversation, but not the best to debate because, well, it's one-sided by a lot.
All right, I'll pick the next one.
Go ahead.
Since you get it, and I want you to give your first answer. Is it time for Chris Jericho to move on from AEW?
Okay.
I'm giving you that one.
Okay.
You're welcome. This is a tough one.
It is a tough one. Is it time for him to move on from AEW?
I don't know what he means by that, so I'm going to take it in a couple different ways.
So when my first instinct of taking it is
going back?
Going
back or going gone for good? Or going to Japan? What is there left for Chris Jericho to do?
In AEW.
Anywhere.
But first of all, this question's for strictly AEW right now. I am going to say yes.
It's time for him to move on?
Yeah. And if not this reason, this reason alone, what you just said, what more could Chris Jericho do? Now, I'm sure there are things here and there that he could do. Maybe he could go back to Japan and do a one-off. Maybe he is just going to tour and he comes back and signs with WWE, gets his Hall of Fame, and he rides off into the wrestling sunset and then goes and tours for a couple of years and spends time with his family in between. I can't see him anything bigger than AEW, New Japan, or WWE.
Well, no, it would be WWE, or it would be, I think it's WWE or bust, or he just goes out with Fozzy.
And that's what I'm saying. I think that's the only thing that could happen with Jericho. It's the only thing I kind of want to happen with Jericho. I don't think he should be in AEW much longer. Like, but even before this, I thought it's time. I love Chris Jericho, but it's time. He did his job. He pushed as many of these guys up and brought them along with the Pinnacle, and their names are alongside his. He's done it. There's not a lot more he can do.
Here's the thing, though. I will argue this with this point.
Mm-hmm.
It's Chris Jericho. if there is anybody in the entire wrestling world that can stick with a company and reinvent himself again, who are you going to put your money on doing it? It's going to be Chris Jericho.
Yeah.
The thing is, just when you think he's done, because there's been numerous times where I thought that, what do you do? Like, what do you do after you do the list? I thought that I thought he could have and should have just done it with the list of Jericho. That was it. Like, that was his coup de grace. That was the finale. And then he reinvents himself as the Painmaker, and he goes and fights freaking over in New Japan, which a resurgence in his career. Then he goes over to AEW. I think his creativity isn't there yet. I think he's got
yet.
No, I don't think, because he's just riding his Fozzie thing and his inner circle thing. He hasn't really sunk his teeth in.
Is he going to, though? That's the thing. At this point in his career, is he going to?
I don't need him in the ring. He's still one of the best on the mic and one of the best at getting any type of stupid phrase over for a wrestling crowd. And you know what? I think AEW needs that. I think AEW needs that stupid, like, you just made the list. Like, I think that they need something like that. And I think Jericho's one of the only people that is going to get it to the point of where it's over. Or he could easily set someone up and they can have a catchphrase. But Jericho needs to be involved in it. Like, look at who he's worked with. He still has so much more that he can do for a lot of this talent that isn't. If you want to talk about people that need a chance, put them in there with Jericho and then they're over.
Yeah.
It's
you're talking more teacher and.
Yeah, but
a mentor,
but they need it more.
Yeah, oh,
in
yeah,
AEW,
they definitely. Need
I
that.
Mean, I maybe they don't need it more because they have a lot of mentors. And I'm not saying Jericho stop his in ring completely, but if he just wants to do majority promo work, AEW needs that. AEW was really bad at promos, was really bad, and there was only a few people carrying. It was Moxley and Jericho and Cody. Now they've seen Again, you have people like CM Punk. Well, MJF has been good for a while, but Jericho is one of those people. So if you're going to put people with someone, Jericho still needs to be one of those people because there still isn't a lot of people that are going to get over on the mic without a Cody or the people that I just said.
Yeah. I don't disagree.
What did we say? I don't know if we said this on camera, but you said you were listening to Busted Open,
mm-hmm.
and it was said you don't care about the move. The mm-hmm. person doing the move is what you care about.
Yeah.
And when you think about something like that, especially at his age right now, because if I have to see him do another lion salt, I might cringe myself to tears. But I am rooting more for Jericho on the mic than I am in the ring. Like, I don't care about what he does. I don't care if he does his code breaker and
mm-hmm.
the back fist, because he's really not. That's pretty much all he's got now, is the Judas effect, is the back fist. He's come to that.
I think he has to be done in the ring. How old is he? 50?
I don't. He just doesn't. Here's the thing. He just doesn't need to be emphasized on. He doesn't need to be going out there to put together a 15.
He needs to do what they're doing with Sting.
Yeah, go out there and
that's what they need to do with him.
That's exactly what he should be there. He should be there as what he is.
Yeah,
he's nostalgia.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, who do you
have? I have no problem.
You have a lot of nostalgia, but he don't need to be winning titles. He doesn't need to be piecing together a 20-minute match by himself with someone else in the ring. He doesn't need a 1-on-1 20-minute classic.
No, I don't think a lot of people would like to see that from Jericho anyway.
But I'd like to see him. I'd like to see him get rid of the inner circle completely.
I agree.
And just get someone else, like, singularly over. Because he helped Sammy. Hopefully, this is him pushing Santana and Ortiz away and giving them the rub as well as Eddie Kingston. Like, he's just there to do great mic work and basically help put people over.
Yeah. No,
that's what you want at the end. Like,
exactly. That's what I want out
of Chris Jericho. You don't need Jericho putting together a 21-0 fucking streak on one of their pay-per-views.
Yeah. No, I agree there. But, like,
that was a good topic.
It was a very good topic.
I think that one can go either way.
Yeah, I think I love Chris Jericho, but I hate to doubt him, but I really think he's done.
I don't I don't think he's done because I still think his creative mind could pull.
I hope you're
like,
right.
Just like
I hope you're right.
Do you think Hardy's done?
Matt Hardy?
Yeah.
No.
It's the same thing.
I don't.
It's the same thing. It's just not as weird.
Yeah.
It could be, though. You never know.
Well, and the reason I don't think Matt Hardy is done because we haven't even gotten or scratched the surface on the Broken Universe in AEW yet.
Yeah, but I don't know if we're going to.
I think they would. I think they would because I think they would want to go.
He's hinting that his brother's coming.
And that's what I'm saying. I think you could open that Willow and everything up to that. But, I mean,
I'd be more interested. Right now, I'm more interested to see where Wyatt goes.
I agree. Wyndham. I agree. The promos are fucking amazing. They're so great.
I just want him to get over like he deserved because he was great. The fucking rock. I love the rocking chair Bray Wyatt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the original Bray Wyatt.
That
yeah.
was so fucking cool. Like, you didn't know if you were like you knew he was a bad guy and he was crazy and he was demented, but you still part of you were like, I want to see where this goes. Like, he had that, like, draw you in factor. Like,
yeah, you can't take your eyes off the screen because yeah. you don't know what he's going
to
do.
And
next.
You still rooted against him. You didn't want him to win. They placed him well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the hell happened.
There's so many things we could say that with WWE. Speaking of what the hell happened to WWE.
All right.
Do you think NXT should
revert to being an untelevised developmental league in 2022?
So basically go to Peacock.
It's so weird that he thought of this because this is the same thing you were thinking about too.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys are on the same wavelength that I think I already know your answer. So I will cordially take the other side.
Okay.
Kind of clench my jaw while doing it. I don't think you take it off of TV. I don't think it needs to be taken off of TV. I just think that it needs to be, like, you have a lot of good talent on there, and they're highlighting their good talent. Like you said, the LA Knights, the Cameron Grimes, the Carmelo Hayes,
mm-hmm.
and though, and even the women's division, I mean, it's still there. I don't think it's nearly as good as it was 5-10 years ago. I don't think it's even close to that. So, I mean, that's the only way to get them exposure, though, is they have to be there. And I think if you take it off TV, I think you 205 live it, and you've pretty much doomed it to be canceled. Like, because if you have no numbers on Peacock, because I don't see a lot of people going out of their way, like just like when you had to go on the network, which is a hell of a lot more easy to fucking navigate than Peacock. Peacock sucks. Peacock sucks something awful. Like, if you put something on Peacock, you've doomed it. You've doomed it for good if it goes to the cock. So I think it needs to stay on TV. I don't think it's all bad. I don't think it's as watchable as it was. But I still think that they're figuring it out. And I think that they will figure it out enough because I think they're already investing in the right people. Like, you get the Diamond Mine, which is great. I love that faction. Mm-hmm. I love that they have a faction. I love that they're doing something with factions still. The tag team division isn't as great as it was. They used to be stellar. Tag team matches were the best. They still have some pieces there. You have the Grizzled Young Veterans. I think that they're really good. MSK, I think they're really, really good as well. I still think that there's some people that have to catch up to that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that what they did with why is the name escaping me? Kushida.
Oh, okay.
I don't really like the route because I think Kushida could have been like one of your pillars for.
He had a run for a while, though,
before it changed.
Yeah.
But I think that he still needed to be one of those pillars because I think his in-ring work is probably top-notch with, like, Roderick Strong on that level mm-hmm. and Carmelo Hayes. Like, I think those guys are great in the ring. And I would even throw in – I just had it, and I don't know where it went. But it'll come back to me at some point. Either way. I don't think you take it off. I think that you need to keep continuing to highlight and you get that Bron Breakker. You got to get him to the point of where he is your top guy. And it really feels like he's your top guy where there's no one that is overshadowing him in a lesser role. So he needs to be exposed and he needs to be not overexposed, but he needs to be exposed
on TV, because again, if you put this somewhere else, it's done for. I truly believe if you take NXT off, there's no more NXT, and you have to go back to running it the OVW way, where you have just like, you would basically NXT, this would turn into NXT 2.0 Elevation.
All right, so
I tried my best.
There was a couple things that you said that I kind of want to touch on. The sheer fact that a WWE show can be categorized as, it's not as unwatchable as it used to be. Like,
well, here's the thing. Raw's 3 hours, and damn near all of that's unwatchable, and they still got that on TV.
Yeah, but it has the cachet behind it. It has Monday Night Raw, whether you like it or not, whether you think they're doing it or not.
NXT's got a pretty good cachet, too.
Not anymore.
Neither is Raw.
All it does, yeah, it's better than NXT because of the name.
Which hour? Which hour is better than NXT?
I just said because of the name, it's better. Period. Yeah. That's it. It's all it needs. It needs its legacy.
You're doing the same thing on all of their program for the most part.
I don't want to defend WWE, so stop making me defend WWE.
Why? This is part of my counter argument.
No.
You can't know me. This is fallout. I'm making you fall out.
Because NXT, we didn't need to see OVW. We didn't need it. We didn't need to see Cena and Batista and Shelton fumbling over each other in their first couple matches. We didn't need to see them botch a top rope spot. We didn't need to see all that. Because why? Because you don't put people on TV until they're polished and ready to go. And this also goes for AEW too, because I think there are matches they put on that I don't need to see. Now, I get the only way wrestlers can get better is reps. That doesn't mean necessarily I got to see someone's debut wrestling match, period, on USA Network at 8 o'clock prime time. I don't need to see that. Now, if I'm such a big wrestling fan and I want to see what the future is, I'll go to Peacock and I'll watch it.
Will you?
I did every single week of NXT. When NXT was on the network starting, I watched NXT every single week. So if I want to do that and I have that option, I can. I don't need it on weekly TV, because you're just taking up space for other talent and a time slot that AEW would kill to have right now with all the people they have, that you could dedicate to something else that you could push.
You're telling me that AEW would take the time slot for NXT on USA?
I'm just saying theoretically they need another show. They need more time. They would love 2 more hours. I'm just saying NXT does not belong on primetime watching people learn how to wrestle.
I won't say that they need the 2 hours, but I think 9 to 10 on TV is a perfect slot for them. I think 9 to 10, an hour show, just like ROH used to come on when they used
For NXT?
For NXT, okay. An hour, 9 to 10. I'm not going to say it needs to be taken off completely. They could do 9 to 10. And then I'll split it with you, 9 to 10 on USA and 10 to 11.
Why so late?
You say you don't want them on primetime, but I don't think they should be taken off the TV. So
I get what you're saying.
So you're saying you do 8 to 9 and you give them your best. You give them your most polished, because they do have a lot of really, really good.
That's the thing. I'm not shitting on the talent that's in NXT.
Here's
the thing.
Here's what you do. You do 8 to 9 of your good product of NXT 2.0, but you have to have your champion in there, and he's not 100% polished, but I think he's getting there quicker.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have 9 to 10 on Peacock. And that's where you hope that people will get it to the point of where you can now transform them back onto the main show.
If I'm doing that, there's no reason to be on TV, because because
the numbers are there.
You're taking the people that I don't want to see, and you're keeping them on Peacock anyway.
Yeah, so you're getting the TV time. The people that you do want to see are now on TV, where it's easily accessible, and you don't have to go to a secondary app to do so, which is better.
All right, so keeping in this same avenue, is it really that hard to hit Peacock?
Ever tried to hit Peacock and it fucking takes 20 minutes to load?
It comes up immediately.
Nope. And not only does that, but when I'm in there, it kicks me off and I have to try and find it again, because when I go back into Peacock, it doesn't start me where I just was. It completely starts me over, and it doesn't even put me on the home screen. Like via Royal Rumble that I was watching the other day, it kicked me off and it wouldn't let me get back in. It decided it wasn't the load again. So I had to exit out of it again, go back in, couldn't find this year's Royal Rumble in Peacock. It sent me to last year's Royal Rumble in Peacock. Peacock sucks.
Never had one issue.
I will guarantee you that more people than not have had issues with that stupid. Let's put it this
way. I'm not saying it's perfect. I'm just saying I've never had an issue.
Go back to the network. If you want to,
I can't.
The WWE.
I don't live in Europe.
Well, here's the thing. We're fucked. I don't want to on fucking Peacock. I want on TV where I can at least know USA is going to come up and I can watch it.
I don't think it's that.
Peacock's
awesome. I really
don't. Not only that, but when you go on Peacock, you can't pause it. You can't fast forward it. You can't do any of that.
On live stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I get
so that. If I don't watch it live, I'm not watching it. So I'd rather have the option of being able to record it, start when I want to, fast forward through the stuff I don't want.
It's the same thing as them releasing it on the network.
They don't have the network.
Or Peacock. Sorry. That's the same thing. If they tape it and release it and there's
no. I don't want them to tape it. I want to watch it live.
I don't think you need to watch it live. You would rather watch a live feed instead of something that's canned, right? Yes. Like, but
I would rather watch it on cable than
the first have to like go year else. And a half of NXT was all pre-recorded and nothing was live, and it never affected any kind of show whatsoever.
That's fine, but we don't have that.
What?
We don't have that. Peacock's not the network. We don't have that. We don't have that. Pristine, easy, accessible, and navigated through piece of equipment anymore. We have Peacock.
I don't know. I don't see the issue.
Well, the only other option would be YouTube. And I don't want to go to YouTube to do it.
Why?
Because I don't have YouTube TV.
Wait, you don't need YouTube TV to watch YouTube?
I don't care.
What the hell?
I have to go on the YouTube and
do that. Just think my head hurt.
Put it on my cable box. Let me fucking watch it like a fucking normal human being. I don't want to go all over. I don't want to press all these buttons.
It should be.
I don't want to sit there and press all these buttons and have to fucking try and find it.
I don't want to have to do this.
I do this. I don't want to do this. My thumbs hurt. That's how you get carpal tunnel. Two clicks, we're in there.
Those first world problems, man.
You wanted an argument against me? I gave you one. And I think a lot of people are going to side with me. They don't want to have to do this.
On Peacock, first of all, I don't want to defend Peacock. I just have never had issues with it.
I've always had. Every time I go on it,
to be fair,
an issue.
My TV is like a month new. So I don't know if
is that the right way to say that? That sounded weird. My TV is a month new.
I didn't say it like that.
I feel like that's how you should have said it, the way you phrased it.
So I don't know if the app, because it's newer, the apps work better.
I don't know.
But
all I know is that every time I go, I say Peacock, it sends me there, it loads. I'm like, what the fuck?
Boy, you don't even have to do this then. You were lying, because what, do you speak into it?
Well, yeah, I speak into it.
So then you're not even doing the work.
Well, I get in there, I have to do the work. And it's hard to do the work. I don't want to do the
work. How do you turn
your
TV on?
I work all day.
Do you walk in and say TV turn on?
No.
So you have to push a button?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, but that's more buttons I have to push. I hit TV, guide, boom, NXT. Or I just hit TV and I go NXT. Or I hit USA. God damn it. I don't want to have to go on Peacock and flail around and try and find it.
I know it's so hard. It's so hard.
All right. You won an argument against it. I guess.
Oh, man.
Compelling. That's what we call a compelling argument, my friend.
If you say so.
I do. I did.
All right.
Wait. I made my turn.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go ahead.
So that leaves us with two. GCW the World was a success. I'm guessing that was supposed to be in a question form. Was GCW World on GCW a success in Hammerstein Ballroom?
Again, Scott, you got to think about this two ways, because this is a toss-up. So we're probably going to, a layup. So we're just going to talk about it. Absolutely, 100%. You can't.
I know where the argument comes in at. But it doesn't argue against it being a success. It just wasn't perfect. And we went over this, I believe, yesterday. Like, it had the perfect scenario, the perfect card laid out, some cool shit all the way around. It had a little bit of everything, which is what you want. You want variety in a wrestling show. You don't want everything to be the same. And this is what that had, variety. The only thing that went against it was once you got past the halfway point, everything felt rushed. You didn't get a lot of, like, you had Jon Moxley in a world heavyweight match that, I mean, it was a good match, but I feel like Jon Moxley being the spotlight should have been a longer match. Like, I feel like it had more, it needed more time to breathe. Was it a success? Absolutely.
Yes.
An independent wrestling promotion getting to do a pay-per-view on pay-per-view in Hammerstein Ballroom, like where WWF was, ECW was, like, that's a success.
Yes.
That's a huge success. And the talent that you're able to showcase and get to the next level, what by doing that, there was a lot of people that were already a success, already on their way up. But you add names like Jeff Jarrett on there, and you have Cardona, and you bring in X-Pac, like, you bring in the right goofy names.
Yes.
That still have relevance, that people still kind of want to see or haven't seen in a while. And they're like, whoa, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, why is Jeff Jarrett, like, winning matches in fucking GCW by beating people with guitars? Like, that's crazy. Why is X-Pac coming out to help Joey Janela? Like, shit's crazy. Why is Zack Ryder there? Like, they have the right names to bring in the eyes. But this was a huge success all the way around. It just needed more time. It needed to be, like, this needed to be GCW, Hammerstein Ballroom, and get the full GCW effect of where it goes to midnight.
Yeah. Well, and that, and look, and we and also,
it should have been on a Saturday, but
we talked to Philly Mike, and he said that wasn't just a pay-per-view issue. That was a New York issue.
Yeah, New York. It's curfew of 11.
Exactly. So, I mean,
it was still a success.
Absolutely.
When you look at it, the grand spectrum of what it did and what it now what you're striving for as an independent promotion, it puts independent wrestling at a bigger stage.
Yes, absolutely.
And I think GCW has been doing that for a little while with a few others where they put on these really high quality shows. Unless you talk to, it depends on who you talk to, honestly.
True.
An old school mind might not think that, but they put on these big shows that garner a lot of attention. I mean, them doing that, but doing it where they did it, on two different, on pay-per-view and Fight, that's huge.
Which I'm pretty sure they broke some kind of record with the sale, with the pay-per-view sales or something. Like for them or for independent wrestling or something. I forget what the number was.
It had to be.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I think 100% success. Could have been better. Of course, it wasn't perfect. Not a lot of shows are perfect. But
no show this is
was,
perfect.
This was great.
Unless was you're taking...
Amazing.
Unless you're taking a circa like 2016-17 NXT TakeOver.
Yeah.
It's not, nothing's perfect. Those shows were pretty fucking close.
So we're going to end with the last one, and that's...
Nah, we'll do this for Scott. save this one for Scott.
One of his favorite wrestling companies and promotions, Ring of Honor. So can they come back and regain their status as one of the top indie products?
This one's tough.
I agree.
This one's tough because anything could happen. And when you have the name, just like we were talking about with the name of Raw, Monday Night Raw, mm-hmm. when you have a name of Ring of Honor, which garners so much nostalgia when it comes to independent wrestling and the stars that came out of there, it's hard to say, like, oh, if they came back full time, like, who wouldn't want to work there? The problem is a lot of their big names are already working somewhere else, and they're not doing contracts. Like, if they were to come back and go full on, mm-hmm. they'd have a hard time getting people to come to be a part of Ring of Honor, I think, like the big names. Like, you just lost Brody Lee or Brody King, mm-hmm. not Brody Lee,
yeah.
Brody King. The Briscoes are probably on their way out. Jay Lethal's already with AEW. I can see Dalton Castle, Danhausen, who was with Ring of Honor.
Now with AEW.
So you're Gresham. Probably not going back to Ring of Honor, although he is the Ring of Honor world champion. Like, he's starting his own promotion, which is, if you're looking at a promotion like that, I hope that promotion gains a lot of ground, because I think that is your new Ring of Honor type
I agree. Wrestling. And some of the people that I've seen
it's insane. It's like, it is a pure wrestling promotion.
Mm-hmm.
It is like the epitome of pure wrestling. That's what I hope happens. I know that they can probably do it, but I think it would take a lot of time. Ring of Honor.
Mm-hmm.
But if they were to come back right now, I don't think they would get as big of a response as some would hope. You got to look, you got Taven, you got Bennett, you got Vincent, and you got PCO.
All on Impact.
All on Impact.
Yeah.
So there's the other big names of ROH. All the big names of ROH are going to be somewhere else if they were to come back. So I think they would be ROH 2.0.
Well, here's the thing. I think they still can. I think they still can. How? Because, like you started off saying, A, the brand, Ring of Honor. Ring of Honor holds clout. The owners of Ring of Honor still have plenty of reach in over the entire world of professional wrestling, to where now, look, you got guys like Adam Scherer, who he's really not doing anything with the big companies.
You're talking about building it around the narrative.
Well, yeah.
Control your narrative.
They could be
EC3.
Exactly. EC3, Brian Johnson.
Strowman.
Who is it?
Dak Draper.
Thank you, Dak Draper from Final Battle.
You had Buddy Murphy's partner.
Yeah, name escaping me right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, those guys could be a little bit of a foundation of it. Then again, look, you still have Josh Woods from former Ring of Honor. You still have Rhett Titus, who I don't know how much longer he's going to be staying around, but still, he can be used.
He's
but
a television champion.
They are going to be running as an indie, as a promotion, more like the indies, going to different places and not so much the company, more of an indie booking on by show basis, if the rumors are true.
But
if
would they be one of the main indie promotions, though? That's the biggest question. If they were to come back, would they be one of the main?
I still think yes.
Or are there too many mains now that would overshadow them?
No. I still think yes. I still think
it would be very hard for them to come back, because I know that they have a lot of reach and they have a lot of clout in the wrestling world, but if everyone's signed to a contract when they get back and you have to build new, I think that takes a little bit longer.
Yeah, but there's
a lot longer.
Again, there's still people getting cut all over the place. There's still people without jobs. It doesn't mean they can't put together a good show every month.
But would it still look like ROH?
Look like ROH? No, but that doesn't mean that they can't come back and be.
So how would they regain their Ring of Honor stature without looking like Ring of Honor?
Man.
Because if it's not Ring of Honor, because Ring of Honor operates in a very particular way, and if it doesn't look like it, then it's just another indie promotion.
Yeah, but with the good thing about Ring of Honor is because of where they've run and where they can run and come back to. Like, Ring of Honor is one of those rare MLW does it too, but playing at or showing at 2300 Arena. Like, it's something that GCW can't do. They can't do it. Just because of the style of and what they do with the commission in Philadelphia.
They wouldn't be able to do it.
It'd have to water their product down a little bit and come back, and that's not what GCW does. So that kind of helps a Ring of Honor, because you can use Philly and try and look, bringing back a market that isn't all there. We say it 1,000 times, man, if we could just get a couple more companies in Philly, because it's so hard. Ring of Honor could be that company to where, yeah, they're maybe not settling here, but they have so many historic ties to our city that this could be a hub that they could go and use. That, yeah, I still think it could work. You talk about Ring of Honor, 2300 Arena in Philadelphia.
Yeah, we're talking about a very niche market.
It's a more nostalgia.
Would still make them a top indie place. I still don't see it as top indie. I mean,
it's a lot of what ifs, and
you could sell some tickets to the 2300 arena, but just because you're doing that doesn't make you one of the top wrestling promotions.
No, absolutely not. Yeah, don't get me wrong. That doesn't make it alone. But I feel like with what's out there, I really think as long as you keep that down, dirty feel.
If they can keep some sort of relationship with New Japan, that's a start.
Of course that would help. Absolutely.
That's a start. And if you're going to do your scenario where they have EC3 and Strowman and those guys, I mean, if you bring over some of the talent from New Japan and you do like a cross show just to get your name out there and then kind of go from there. But mm-hmm. I don't see them being the same Ring of Honor if they can't get a lot of what was at Ring of Honor.
I don't think
Gresham's taking a lot of that from them.
I don't think expecting the same Ring of Honor is
but then what's
smart.
What's the point? Because I want. That's what people want. They want it to be.
I think you can still get someone like a feel, but it's not going to be the exact same Ring of Honor. That's the problem. Because it's not going to be a company. It's not going to be the same roster. It's going to be roster in and out if the rumors are true. So, but man, it's so hard. I hope you're wrong. I hope Ring of Honor can make that jump and still stay up, but it's going to be a hard road for them though.
I just feel like there's so many other products out there. We didn't even mention Beyond.
No.
That it makes it that much tougher for someone to leave and then come back or even restart because a lot of the talent's already comfortable where they're at.
Yeah.
Or signed to a contract where they're at.
True. Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll find out as of April 1st. You have Supercard of Honor. I can't wait to see what happens there.
What that looks like.
Yeah, and what's going to come about that. I can't wait. And already, I mean, Bandido versus Gresham for the
being kicked Ring of Honor. Shit.
Yeah. But so I think that wraps it up.
It was a good fallout.
It was fun. I'm glad we brought this back. And if we have more topics to
Well, you put it discuss. Out on the Book of Faces, and we can find some more topics.
Yeah. So we hope you enjoyed. If there's topics that you might want to hear us talk about, debate, depending on the topic, let us know. Message us, comment, and we hope you enjoyed. And keep a lookout. Our brand new shirt is up on our What a Maneuver site.
It's a Brotherly Love, John.
Mm-hmm. And listening is half the battle. So make sure you go check that out. Pick that up. I already ordered mine. Did you get yours yet?
Not yet.
No?
I was going to wait to see what yours looked like.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So, yeah, go
but pick that up, too. It comes from Maneuver, so it'll be here quick, and it'll be high quality.
Always.
So I will probably order it tonight.
Yeah. Thanks for watching, and have a great night.